It is Thursday, and that means it's time to take a closer look at one of the jury recommendations from the inquest into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario, stemming from the femicide of Kara Culleton, Anastasia Kuzak, and Natalie Warmadam in Renfrew County. With us to speak about this particular recommendation, as she is every week, is Erin Lee from Lanark County Interval House. Erin, welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's always great to be here.
We're up to number 55. And we were talking about this the other day. It's hard to believe that we've been doing this for over a year.
It's an amazing demonstration of dedication, perseverance, and really, frankly, community support and Lake 88 for keeping it front and center. And this commitment is going to take us, you know, into 2024. And we have never failed to be able to rely on Lake 88 and the listeners to keep the momentum of hearing the voices and understanding a little bit better some of the recommendations, but through this process. So we're just so grateful.
We're always happy to provide that stage, that forum for many local groups, especially yours, to come and speak. So we know it's important and we're happy to do so. Number 55, the inquest recommendation says the province must encourage Crowns to consult with the regional designated high-risk offender Crown for any case of IPV involving a high-risk offender that may meet the criteria for dangerous or long-term offender designations. Basically, is this just, if you're going to be dealing with one of these types of offenders, that you should be seeking advice from the experts?
Yep, that, I would agree that that's what that means. It means that we have to close the gap of people falling through the cracks. It means we have to ask the questions. It means that what we often get on paper, all of us in any system, often what you get on paper is not the full story. Sometimes it means that we have to dig a little deeper and we have to reach out to designated high-risk offender Crowns to make sure we're asking the right questions, to look at how to proceed, and to look at if there's any kind of overlap with any other cases that may be before the court involving anybody else. And we need to cross-reference those things because we need to be able to plan and we need to be able to think about that from various perspectives. But one of the perspectives that I know is very popular right now is the notion of bail reform and looking at what we're doing about bail reform in this country. And one of the things that we know is it's important for Crowns to have access to the most up-to-date, most accurate, most relevant information to be able to make informed decisions about what the courts do in terms of how they apply the law fairly and equitably to ensure that victims and environments such as what happened in Renfrew County are not permitted to be recreated.
It says encourage Crowns to consult with the regional designated high-risk offender Crown. Shouldn't it be a requirement, or at least, you know, part of, we're talking about procedures here in many of these recommendations. Part of the procedure should be, you know, is this a case that we should be speaking to that particular Crown in this case?
I would agree that the language encourage perhaps doesn't have the same kind of meat and power to it, but I think that there's only so much we can do in the system to encourage, strongly suggest, require Crowns to consult. I mean, it's a very, very busy court system that we're navigating. And what we want to do is make sure that every possible step is researched, every possible step is followed to make sure at the end of the day that we have the most accurate and up-to-date information. And we're making, ensuring that the courts are making the most informed decision they can, especially as it relates to the safety of the community at large and the safety of the victim. If we think about what's going on in Sault Ste. Marie right now, that's a major community-based crisis. Again, multiple scenes, multiple losses in that community that are heavy and that we're all trying to understand that level of tragedy, and it will be something that questions are asked all the way through about how did an environment like that exist. And so whether it's the CKW, whether it's another femicide that the Death Review Committee is looking at, or whether it's a situation like the unfortunate situation in Sault Ste. Marie recently, we got to make sure that we are doing our best across all of our systems to lean on each other, to address risk, to address any historical information, and to ask the best questions we can to eliminate and work towards creating safer communities.
And at the same point, when it comes to the court system, ensure that the proper outcome is achieved for the victim.
Of course, again, one of the major things that we need to think about in all of our systems is how do we put the victim at the center and not compromise the rights of the alleged perpetrator. And I think in a court system, it's very, very difficult because there are delineations in the law of how to make sure that the rights are of an alleged offender are respected, but also it needs to be firmly rooted that the safety of community and the victims are really, really essential to the decisions and those outcomes. And I think that one thing I know in the province is there's lots of discussion happening about judicial education. I know that there is a webinar that was done recently through Western University in Creva that was fantastic, that has, three judges and a law professor from Queens and myself as an advocate talking about judicial education and talking about ensuring that the issues of IPV are training issues, are not just, one training and we move on. Same needs to happen with lawyers and crowns, that IPV is very much nuanced. And so ensuring that we use every lead, every piece of information, every person that might be available to us, whether it's the regional designated high risk offender crown or somebody else, making sure that we do the deep dives that we need to do so that we can continue to our efforts to eliminate violence in our community.
Aaron, thank you so much for this. We'll be back next week speaking about another one of the recommendations.
Thank you so much.
I'm Bob Perot for Lake 88 and LanarkLeadsToday.ca.